Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. All right, you ready to go? Let's get in the Word. So let's start with this. Anybody ever heard of, there's just some scriptures, it's like, wow, that's really random. That's way out there. Where is that? But then there's other scriptures like this one. Anybody ever heard of John 3:16? Let's start there today. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Think about that. We love that. You go to every football game you go to. There it is in the goalpost. There it is in the stand. John 3:16. It's even on The Simpsons. Right? Tebow wears it on his cheeks. There it is in every goalpost. John 3:16. What do you think that scripture is so important for? You know, it's because there's a message to the world that God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his Son that whosoever would what? Believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Okay? So here's my snag with John 3:16 is that we stop there. And nobody ever really reads or puts out John 3:17. Have you ever looked at John 3:17? Let's look at that today. It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. There's a message in that. God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. Anybody ever been condemned before? I have been condemned. Many times. You know, when I was growing up, when I became a teenager, all the neighborhood kids, you know, we all grew up together. We'd hang out together. And the parents of the kids that I grew up with were like, I want you to stay away from that boy. I don't want you around him. They condemned me. You cannot hang out with Kevin Radlin. Is it? You wouldn't want your kids hanging out with me before I knew Jesus. I was dealing drugs, living dangerously, racing cars in the streets. Your pastor was guilty of crimes. I'm not going to tell you what they are because we're recording. Statute of limitations may not be up. I've been guilty of sins. Go figure, right? Guess what? I've even been to court. Anybody else ever been to court? Don't raise your hand. You know, chances are I actually deserve to still be in jail. Potentially. According to God's laws. So what happened? How did it change for you? Let me tell you. You see, many of you have heard my story, but I'm going to just share it briefly. I was a mess. I was like, I got to get out of town. I got to get away from all these drugs. I got to get away from all this stuff that's tearing me down in my life. So I said, I'm going to move and I'm going to go live with my dad in North Carolina. And it was a shocking thing for me to realize that I found everything that I had here there. There were still drugs there. There was still crime there. There were still things to do bad there. And I had to come to the conclusion that I was the problem. I won't have you say, I am the problem. Some people do that. You're not the problem. Sin is the problem. But so I go to live with my dad, and he managed a radio station. So I've been a DJ since I was a teenager. I DJed weddings all through my whole life. I've done DJing and hung out. But I go there, and he says, I hate to break it to you. You're the new guy, you know, and I'm over there, this heavy metal kid spinning the American Country Countdown on WBLA Elizabethtown, North Carolina. Yeah, welcome everybody to the program, you know. And I'm spinning all that up. And then they're like, I got bad news for you. You're the low man on the pole. You're going to babysit all the pastors on Sunday. You get the job of watching them, you know. And there was a little glass just like this. It was like they were on the other side. And I was listening to them. And they were like hellfire brimstone preachers up in the Bible Belt. You know what I mean? And I'd have to clean the spit off of the glass after each one of them, because they would just be so just going for it, right? Rah, 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 rah. In the name of Jesus, you need to repent and give your life to, you know. And I just every week sat in that. And guess what? I came to the conclusion that I was a sinner. Shocker! My whole life I've lived and partied and I was doing great, and then somebody went and told me I was a sinner. But I had to own it, because the Word of God came into my life, and it brought me kind of to a place of feeling condemned and feeling short. Like I've sinned. I've got all these things going on, and God's not happy with me. You see, we have a world that is full of sinners, right? Does anybody disagree with me on that? And, you know, because some of y'all are out there. Right? And we just got to own Romans 3:23 through 26. Says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? That's the question of the day. Then you are being justified freely by his grace. But if you're not, you need to get in him, because you don't want to end up being judged for your own sins. So here's the secret. It says, God set forth, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. Because of his forbearance, God passed over the sins that were previously committed. Has anybody got any previously committed sins that they would like for God to pass over? Please. Thank you. It's called pass and go and collecting $200. Right? So to demonstrate at this, at the present time, his righteousness. God's looking to demonstrate his righteousness and his goodness and his love to everybody in the world, because he has forgiven every sin. Every sin. Do you know your sins were forgiven when Jesus said, "It is finished"? All of your sins were forgiven in that moment right there. Past, present, and future sins. What? Every sin you committed was a future sin when Jesus died on the cross. So what's to say that your future sins that you're going to commit are not covered under that "it is finished"? That's why the Bible says we got to be in Christ. We've got to be under the blood washing covenant of Jesus Christ in our life. Otherwise, we have sin. If we get under the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away. God looks past them. He walks over and past them. He passes over them. I needed some serious sins passed over. in my life in that moment. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So, it's a gift. But you don't understand what I've done, Pastor. Yeah, I do. Trust me. The stories that my counseling couch could tell. But you don't know what I've done. I would say to you, you don't know what I've done. Right? Well, you don't understand. They did this to me. Well, what have you done to somebody else? Think about this. Under the law, anyone who commits sin, you're a goner. You know, God gave us the Ten Commandments simply for the purpose of being able to judge sin. He needed to judge sin, and then he needed to actually put all of that judgment on his son so that it wouldn't be on you. See, if God didn't judge sin, then he could never send Jesus as a sacrifice for that sin and actually get the sin actually cleansed and out of your life. Somebody say, I need that. You know what I mean? See, the law produces an awareness of sin. If you try to live your life according to the Ten Commandments, you will fail and you will be sin aware. All you'll focus on is your sin, everybody else's sin. And guess what that will bring? Condemnation and judgment. And you will become somebody who looks at someone else's sin and says, and you'll judge that. But deep down inside, you're really knowing that you're judging your own sin as well. So we have got to learn to operate under this principle of grace, because we all break the law, right? We all break it. You want me to prove it to you, don't you? Some of you are like, I don't break the law, Pastor. Okay, let's start with the number one law that is broken in the world. What do you think it is? Speeding. Put your lead foot away, people. Right? Did you know that it's also illegal to talk and text while driving? Dee, I'm with you, girl. You know what I call it? Riding the reflectors. It's like, I'm still on the road. Don't tell me you don't do it. Come on, man. You guys, we're just going to be real in church, okay? It's healthy for us to be real in church and for me to be real as well, right? You know, you illegally park. You know, it's a little more common in the city. People try to get away with it. Here, you can do it, but how about not wearing your seatbelt? I don't know, man. That cars will just drive you crazy these days. You kind of have to wear it now. You know, I was thinking about like going to the junkyard and cutting a little clip off, you know, and just sticking it in the thing there. See, I'm creative in my sin. How about, remember when Napster came out? Everybody was illegally downloading music and all of that. We actually fact-checked a couple of these, and Richard found out. I was going to say riding your bike on the sidewalk was illegal, but he fact-checked it. You can't actually ride your bike on the sidewalk. So you guys are good on that one, okay? And eating and drinking while driving is actually legal as well. Figure that out. You know, it's always the cheese sauce. You know, it's always the cheese sauce. Taking drugs, that's a no-brainer. Bicycling without a light. Come on. Here's one for you guys, and you know you've done it. Don't judge me. Not cleaning up after your dog. A lot of people are really good about it. You know, they got the little bag, they're rolling around. It's like, that's why I have a Chihuahua. Anybody got a Great Dane? Where's our Great Dane owners? You guys are truly talented. Truly talented in this, right? She's like, no, I'm not. I leave it. No. Oh, man. But we break the law, every one of us, in some way, shape, or form, don't we? It's okay. Just admit it. Own it. You, me, people everywhere, we're all doing it. But guess what? God never breaks the law. God is holy. God is perfect. He never breaks the law. That's why Jesus was the only person that ever came into this world and lived in this world and lived a life without sin. He lived a perfect life. That's why his life was an acceptable sacrifice before God, because he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. So the goal is always to be in him. You see, there's a case that the enemy is trying to bring against you in the courts of heaven, and he's calling you guilty. He's pointing the finger at you. He's saying, you've done this, you've done that, you've done this, so you don't deserve God's grace. And God says, no, Jesus paid for that. No, Jesus paid for that. No, Jesus paid for that sin. So my judgment as judge and jury and all of that in the courts of heaven, God is saying, case closed, not guilty. You've been given a not guilty verdict if you are in Christ. But see, if you are trying to live your life outside of Jesus Christ and you just want to go and you want to live your life, you don't want to live for God, you don't want to accept the gift of salvation and freedom in Jesus, you're allowed to do that. God's given you a free will to be able to do that. But one day you're going to stand before God who is holy, and he's going to go, let's open the case. And he's going to go, do I see Jesus? Because if I see Jesus, case closed, not guilty. But if I don't see Jesus, then he's going to go, all right, we're going to have to take a look at the charges. Even the sweetest little old lady isn't going to be able to stand against the charges that will be brought against her when you put her up against a holy God. She can't stand on her own merit. We cannot stand on our own merit before a holy God without being washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus and being made free by him so that we can walk into a relationship with a holy God. You have been made holy by Jesus, if you will accept him by faith. See, look at Romans. It says, it was by his blood through faith. Do you believe that Jesus has set you free? Then he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Right? See, Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his love towards us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. See, God's never been shocked by our sin problem in the world. He always had the plan. He always knew Jesus was going to set us free from the sin. But see, the problem is we become aware of our sin. And even though we as believers may, you know, have a general understanding that God is his, you know, helping us with the sin problem, if we begin to focus on our sin, God's not going to turn away from us. We're going to turn away from him. And the enemy knows this. He's tricking you. He is using you against yourself. And it's called condemnation. He said, but that's why scripture tells us there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are what? In Christ Jesus. So what's the goal? To be in him. Think about that. So does that mean, Pastor, that, okay, I can just say I'm in Jesus and now I can do whatever I want? I can go hang out and do whatever? I got it, man. License to sin. 777, agent 777. Not 007, but 777. I got my license to sin. I'm good to go. No, that's messed up, man. If God set you free, wouldn't you want to live your life for him? But see, the enemy's tricking you. He's saying, you committed this sin and God is mad at you. When God's not mad at you, but think about it from this perspective. If I owe you 10 grand, right? And I haven't talked to you in a couple of months now. And you're like, where's my 10 grand, man? and I see you, you're walking down the mall, am I going to be like, hey, what's up? Hey, come here, come here. No, I'm going to dodge you. I'm going to duck into Victoria's Secret. Hide in the thing. That's where you always end up ducking when you're hiding from people. That or Spencer's, you know? That store, I tell you, that's a rough store, man. You go in there. But it's not even there anymore, is it? I haven't been to the mall in so long. I don't know. Is there anything still in the mall? Yeah, right? Not a lot, but we've got to get to this place where we're not messed up with this license for sin thing. We know we're forgiven as believers. We know we've been washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But let's live a holy life to the best of our abilities and then let Jesus cleanse us from the things that just, the shortcomings that we do have. Amen? That's the goal. And Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I can't seem to carry it out." Anybody struggle with this? Is the scripture resonating with anybody in the room? Guess what? The case has been closed. Jesus has set you free. Your sin nature will bow its knee to Jesus Christ if you will apply it. If you'll apply the word of God to your life, you will see Jesus set you free. Romans 8:3, "For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh." Your sin in your flesh has been condemned by God. You've been set free, and you now have the ability to walk into God's presence. A holy God is welcoming you into his presence under the blood of Jesus. You have every right to walk right in to his presence, and that's why his presence is coming in this place so powerfully, you know, when we're worshiping and stuff, because we are teaching and preaching the awareness that you have the right to be there. So therefore, by your faith, you are activating that, and this presence of God is showing up in this place. Because he's like, they know who they are. I can go hang out with them. They won't run. Isn't that good? But here's where I'm coming for you on this. Because I always do, don't I? See, we've been made new by the blood of Jesus, and God's not looking at our sin. He's not condemning us. The case against us has been closed. We've been found not guilty, but here we are looking at you and you and you and you, and we're saying, you're guilty. Look what you're doing, and we judge you. You hear me? And I'm going to judge you. I'm going to say, you're no good. You did this. God's angry at you. God doesn't want you because you're living your life this way. Let's look at the world. And we're judging them. And what are they doing when we judge them? They're feeling condemned and they're actually running away from God even more. So the goal is that we would stop condemning people, that we would begin to picture them the way that Jesus pictures us, and we would begin to love them with the unconditional love that God is loving us with. Is this making sense? See, when Jesus said it is finished, he closed the case against them too. All of them.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.